Kreishis Masech Divam is Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Zayin, Amud Aleph, the second line, by Chuzelei. We had learned in the previous year, the Torah Kedosha says, the Loyava Amonim Ma'avim B'Kal Hashem, the Amonim Ma'avim may not enter Klal Yisrael. And we had a discussion in the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Dar Halacha applies to Amoni V'loy Amonis, Ma'avim V'loy Ma'avis. It only applies to the males, not to the females. As we continued learning this sugya, the Gemara said that Shaul was questioning the yichus of David. And David was also saying that since David HaMelech was a descendant of Rus, and Rus we know was Rus HaMoavis, that perhaps David HaMelech was not fit to be a melech in Klal Yisrael. His yichus was in question. And the Gemara says, they were going back and forth, and Avner and Doig were having this discussion, and the Gemara says that Doig asked the questions that we discussed at the end of our previous year, Vishtiku, and Avner wasn't able to respond. So says the Gemara, Boy Lachruzelei, they wanted to announce, proclaim, that David HaMelech was disqualified. Miyad, says the Pasuk says, V'mosso ben ish, V'yishma Yisrael Israeli, Asho bo'al be'gaya be'snachish. The Pasuk calls him Yisraeli. V'ksiv, but the Pasuk also says, regarding this individual, Yesai Shmaeli. So he's called Yishmaeli. Amar Rava, so Rava says, so I was Yisraeli Yishmaeli. Says the Malagmet Shechaga Charbek Yishmael. That Yisrael put on a sword, like a Yishmael puts on a sword, Vamar, and he made a denouncement. Whoever's not prepared to follow the halacha, Yedaka Becherev, is going to be killed. So do I, that we learn and from the Bezna Shmuel HaRashi, that the halacha is, Amoni V'loy Amonis, Me'avi V'loy Me'avis. That, in the way that I saw that the Brisker Rav explains this Gemara. He said, because the obvious question in learning this Gemara is what did he add? We, yesterday, in the previous year, we also had that Avner said, Amoni V'loy Amonis, Me'avi V'loy Me'avis. So what did he say that was any stronger than was said before? So this explains the Brisker Rav. Avner and the Chachamim said that this was a drosha that Chazal said from these psukim. And Allah explains the Brisker Rav is that when we learn a drosha, if there's a question on the drosha becomes refuted. But if we're learning it as a halach l'mosheh m'Sinai, a halach l'mosheh m'Sinai remains under all circumstances. And that's what he was saying. What he was saying was that he learned from the Bezdin of Shmuel HaRamosi that there is a halach l'mosheh m'Sinai, that the halach is that we can one could marry a Mayavis and a Mayanis. And in fact, the Brisker Rav uses this to explain, we know that in Megillas Rus, there's a dialogue where Boaz was actually not the closest relative to Rus. And the Goyal, the Pliny Almoni, who was closer to relative, was a closer relative, refused to do Yibum with Rus because he was concerned that it would affect the Yichus of his children. The question is, why did he say that he's worried about the Yichus of his children? Why didn't he just say that he wasn't satisfied, he wasn't ready to accept Amoni V'loy Amonis, Me'avi V'loy Me'avis, explains the Brisker Rav. What happened was that Boaz was at that time the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. And he learned the drasha that the Issa does not apply to Me'avis. And therefore, there would be nothing wrong in marrying Rus. This Pliny Amoni worried to marry Rus, would have every right to marry Rus because he got a psak from Bezdin. What he was concerned was that if later on this drosha would be overturned, it would turn out that he didn't do anything wrong because the woman he married, he had every right to marry because the Bezdin paskin so. What he was concerned was that if that rule was overturned, it would turn out that his children his descendants, Yichus would come into question, and that's why he avoided it. So here we learned that he took out a sword, and he said, the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Vav says Yesh Oisrim Likanes Beis HaMedrash B'Sakan Aruch, that the halacha is one may not enter a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses, with a knife. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because since a shul is a place where we daven, and of course one of the things we all ask for by davening is that we should be zoicha tarichas yamim, to have a long life. The purpose of the sword is just the opposite. So that's why we should not bring a sword into the Beis HaKnesses. So he quotes an Eli Rabbah that says that this halacha, that you're not allowed to bring a sword into the shul, is only when it's revealed. If nobody could see it, it's not a problem. Moreover, the B'Halacha says that this halacha is only referring to individuals. Often the Shulchan Aruch discusses, are you allowed to eat in a Beis HaKnesses? And in those days, they had two separate places, a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. And the Bi'ah Halacha says that people who are Tamid HaChamim, that find themselves constantly in the Beis HaKnesses, may eat in the Beis HaKnesses. So he says the same thing here. If you're such a person that you could eat in the Beis HaKnesses, you could bring a knife into the Beis HaKnesses. But if you're not from that group of people that could eat the Beis HaKnesses, you shouldn't bring a sword into the Beis HaKnesses. So the Achronim ask that we just learned that Yisrael Israeli, or Yishmaeli, brought the knife into Beis HaKnesses. And actually, the Medrash expands on this Gemara, and it says that what Yisrael Yishmaeli did was he stuck a knife into the ground in the middle of the Beis HaMedrash. He says, or I will be killed, or I will kill. Until this halacha that we're learning now of a Me'avi, Me'avis is accepted. But how could that have happened if you're not allowed to bring a knife into the Beis HaMikdash? So some Achroinim suggest that certainly on the regular basis, one may not bring a knife into the Beis HaKnesses. But he felt that this was a Hirosh Shah, that this was a situation where Doig was trying to fight what the halacha is. The halacha, as was just explained, it's a halacha l'mashma Sinai, is that it's amoinis me'avis v'lo me'avis. And anyone who disputes that is disputing what is considered an apikiris. And therefore, it was an extreme situation that it was awesome. Others want to say, and it seems that that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that it's only maybe a long knife, Sakan Aruch, that's Osir. But if it's not a Sakan Aruch, then the halacha is, it may be Mutter. It's a Machloikis, a Rishonim and Achroinim, what is included in the Isser. And many say that if it's not a long knife, so it's again, like we said from the Mishnah Berurah earlier, so it's not obvious that you're walking in with the knife to the Beis HaKnesses, we could be more lenient. But ask the Gemara, Mima Hemen, how was Yisrael to be trusted that this is the halacha? Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Abba Amarav, Kol Tam HaChachim Shemar HaLochu Ba, any Tam HaChachim who passes a Shaila, Im Koidem Maisa Amra, if he says the Psak, so we're learning in Yeshiva, and he says that this is the halacha, Shaymin Loi. So he has no reason to say anything but what is correct. Memlav, but if he says it only after the question comes up, ain't Shaymin Loi, because maybe he's saying something that it's not 100% correct. So the question is, how did he say, how do we trust what Yisrael says? Says the Gemara, he was saying his psak based on the Bezdin of Shmuel. And says the Gemara, Shmuel Beis Din HaKayim. Shmuel and his Bezdin were still around. So what he said could have been verified. If it could be verified, then we could trust it. So Rashi explains the Gemara that if somebody says the halacha in the name of others, when it isn't yet halacha l'maisa, then we trust him. But if he said it afterwards, we have to be concerned that maybe we should not be able to trust this psak. But says Tosfos, so does that mean that if somebody paskins a shaila, only after the shaila comes up, we can't trust the shaila? So Tosfos says that Of course, a Rav who passes a Shaila, even after the question come up, is trusted. But here, we have an issue. Because Yisrael Yisraeli was married to the daughter of Yishai. And since he was married to the daughter of Yishai, he had negius. He had a reason to want to say that daughters from Ammon are mutter. And that's why it depends when he's trying to say it. The Ritva says that the concern is not that we think that he's lying. The chashash is that maybe he's going to say something based on logic, which the logic is faulty. But here, as the Gemara said, this is considered a milsav avid l'gluyim. The Shmuel's Besdin was still in session. One could ask them, and therefore, since we could ask them, the concerns that we just mentioned don't apply. So says the Nei de Behuda. We just learned now a new concept in halacha, and that is the concept of milsav avid l'gluyim. Says the Nei de Behuda. Connecting with the Tosfos that we just quoted. When is there no concern? When does Milsav Avid L'Gluyei help? If it's like our Gemara, where he should really be trusted. He's a Talmud Chacham, he's offering a psak, he ought to be trusted. Why are we not ready to completely trust him? As we said, because he had his own question. His own situation in stake. So says the Nei de Behuda, even though normally that should be consideration, Milsav Avid L'Gluyei takes that concern away. And the Ramah in Yoredeya, Simen Resh Mem Beis Sif Lamed Vav Paskins. Tamei Chacham Shama Halacha B'Dava Shayech Lo. If Tamei Chacham offered a psak in something that is relevant to him, if he just reported a halacha and not when he just said a halacha in the yeshiva, we accept what he says. Vimlav and shaymalai. But if not, we have a problem accepting what he says. However, he says, Dafka shamakach kabalti. If he says, this is what I heard. So if he says, this is what I heard, we have to be concerned that is he actually reporting what he heard accurately. Aval Amadaba Masvara. He's not saying I heard it. He's saying this is what I think is right. Mar Panamadvarov, and he's able to show what he's saying is correct. Vunira, and what he's saying makes sense. Shamanloy. Aval ain't Shamanloy, Shamanadvamla Dodish Amadimim. And then the remark continues that only if there's a situation where what he's saying is not absolutely evident. But it relies that he's comparing one situation to another situation, then we don't necessarily accept what he says. But then the remark continues, Aval emupashit, if it's obvious that what he's saying is correct, when it's obvious that what he's saying is correct, then the halacha is that we accept what he said. And that's the halacha, and I saw that the other chronim say, we have to see how obvious what he's saying is correct. And the more obvious that what he's saying is correct, the more what he's saying makes sense, the more of a reason that we should accept. But ask the Gemara. We ask the question, if indeed the halacha is amoini v'loi amoinis, so the halacha should also be mitzri v'loi mitzris. Yet that is not the halacha. So ask the Gemara, why not? Why by the Amonim and Me'avim do we make this distinction and by the Mitzrim we don't make this distinctions? Hacha, says the Gemara, Tergumu here in Bagamel, they answer the question, Kol Kvud Basmelech Kamima. The Gemara said, the Pasuk says, why would the Amonim and Me'avim excluded from Klal Yisrael? Al Dvarish Lekin Maschem Belechem V'mayim. They didn't come greet us, says the Gemara. But by women, that isn't a legitimate claim, because kol kvud basmelech pnima. It isn't appropriate for a woman to go out. And since it's not appropriate for women to go out, there can't be any claim to them that they, why didn't they go out? And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh makes a very, very powerful point. We know that the Bnei Smayev were individuals who were not tsnuim, who were not modest. And all of a sudden now, we're saying, Kol Kvud Basmelech Pnima, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, when we measure a person, we don't measure them by their standards. We measure them by our standards. And if by our standards, the proper standard is Kol Kvud Basmelech Pnima, that a woman belongs to act in a tznius diga fashion, even though we know that these women are not that type of women, we can't have an issue if they didn't act that way. Where do we know that you asked to act with tznius? Because the pasuk says that the malachim said to Avraham Avinu, "Ayisara es ishtecha." So we see again that even, and as I saw the mafarsh point out, that the malachim obviously knew that Sarah was inside. But the Malachim wanted to show Avraham Avinu how great Sarah was. And what did they do? They pointed out that Sarah was in Ba'al. And that's why that she's a Tznua. Says the Gemara Ketanai. This question, how we know that Amayinus and Ma'avis are Materis, suggests the Gemara is basically a Mechlekes Tanoim. Amayinus and Ma'avis, Ma'avis and Ma'avis, the Rebbe Yehuda. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, the limit is strictly based on the wording of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Amayinus and Ma'avis. So he learns it that way. And Rav Shimon bases it on what we just explained, Al-Dvarash Le-Kidmu, Eschem Belechem Ma'ayim. And the issue is that men go out to greet, women don't go out to greet. So now we just learned a machlokes tanoim. What is the basis why the Isra only applies to males and not females? Is it based on the way we learned the pasuk, or is it based on dvash lekidmo? So what's the nafkamina? So the question is, how are we supposed to treat female amoinim or mayavim? We're allowed to bring them into Klal Yisrael, but the pasuk says leisidrish tayvasa v'shlamim kol yomim. So if we'll say that they're really part of amoin amoyev, and there's a special heter because the kavud bas melech pnima, so then besides for that reason they're part of that nation. On the other hand, maybe the other mandam would say that we may marry them, but we don't have to necessarily treat them nicely. Darash Rava, Maidik Siv. The pasuk says that Dovra Melech says, Ani avdecha ben amasecha, petachta lemaiseri. Petachta lemaiseri means that he opened up the ropes that tied him. Amad alfnei kodesh baruch hu, Rabbani Shloilem, Shnei maiseris hayu alai petachtam. There were two ropes that were around me that I opened up. Rus hamaiya. David HaMelech came out from Rus HaMa'ayah, from Rus HaMo'aviyah, V'nama Namas, the mother of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, who was the successor of Shlomo HaMelech, was an Amoinus. And says David HaMelech, if we did not have the halachas that we're learning in our shir, that Amoini V'lai Amoinus, Me'av V'lai Me'avis, there would be a real question on the Yichus, on my Yichus, on my grandson's Yichus. But because we have these drushes, it opened up the ropes that were strangling me. Darash Rava Maidik Siv, the pasuk says, the Dovra Melech says, Rabbis Asisa Ata Hashem Elokai, Mefloisecho Machshvesecho Eleinu. Eli Loi Nemer Eleinu. The pasuk, Dovra Melech is speaking, but it's speaking that Beloshin Rabbim. Even though the rest of the tefillin, the pasuk, the rest of the parak is Beloshin Rabbim. Says the Gemara, Rechavim, who, as we just explained, was David HaMelech's grandson, was sitting in his grandfather David's lap. Amalai, alive alecha, about you and me, Nemrishte Mikras Alalu, the psukim that we're learning, Amani v'lai Amani, Samayav v'lai Me'avis, apply to us too. And that's why it's Shaloshin Rabbim, because it applies to the two of us. Darash Rav Maidik Siv, Ani Amarti, Hini Bossi, B'Megillah Seifu Kosov Alai. What was written Megillah Sefer? Amar David, Ani Amarti Atabasi. I assumed that when I was anointed by Shmuel to be king, to become Melech Yisrael, I at that point was promoted to greatness. However, I was already destined to this greatness from the time of Avram Avinu. And the way the Mashah explains the Gemara, he says the Gemara says in Masechet Gittin, Daf Peyam and Aleph, that the Torah was given, Samcham and Aleph, Torah Megillah, Megillah Nitna. It was given separate Megillahs. And at that time, when that portion of the Torah was written, it was predestined that I would be the Melech. Hasam Ksiv, where do we see? Because the Pasuk says, when the Melochim saved Lot, it says, V'yitza Melochim b'Lot Lema, Kum kachas ishtecha, v'shtei m'nesecha hanim tzois. V'achksev, and the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Matzasi David Avdi, b'shem m'kotche m'shachtev. So we see that the Pasuk in Tehillim is connected to the Pasuk in the Chumash that speaks about David HaMelech. Amar Ra'ul Amar B'yochanan, Bas Ger Amoni. You have the daughter of a Amoni Ger, Sher Lakuna. So the Gemara is assuming that we're talking here about an Amoni who married an Amonis, and then these two people became Gerim, and this girl, this daughter, was born after they became Gerim, and the Mishnah is teaching, and what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us, is just like the mother has the rule of Amoni v'lo Amonis, so too the daughter. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin that the daughter of a chalol is considered like a chalola. A chalol is the child born from a kohen who married a woman who he wasn't supposed to marry, and that the child born from such a marriage is a chalol, and his daughter is a chalola. And the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, quotes a machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the daughter of a ger is also not allowed to marry a kohen, just like the daughter of a chalol. And Rabbi Yossi holds that a daughter of a ger may marry a kohen. Amalei Rava Ba'ula L'ula. Kaman, your psak that you just offered, Kaman, whose opinion does it follow? I Rabbi Yehuda, Hama Basker Zachar, even if a ger married a regular Jewish woman, his daughter is going to be treated like a bas chalol zachar, and a kohen would not be allowed to marry her. The Rabbi Yossi, and if he also Rabbi Yossi pshita ha'amar, Rabbi Yossi in Masechta Kedushin teaches us that not only when a ger married a Jewish woman is their daughter allowed to marry a kohen, afgesh nasu geyris, even if two ger marry each other, it doesn't disqualify the daughter. Bita ksheira lakuna, and actually the Gemara Masechta Kedushin says even to kohen gadol v'chi tema. So what's Rabbi Yochanan teaching us different here? So if we would say, Hanach Duruin Lo B'Kol, that we're talking there about Gerim who are not from Ammon. Avil Hai, when we're speaking here about the Ger we're speaking about in our Gemara is from Ammon. And as we're learning, that Ammon Gerim are in a royal love of Kol. They're not allowed to marry into Kahal Yisrael. Maybe we should say that Rabbi Yossi will agree that the daughter of a Ger Amoni may not marry a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Menale, why would he think so? Says the Gemara, the Yalach Mekohen Gadol Ba'amona. Rabbi Yochanan would say as follows, just like a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona, and if he married an Almona, the daughter born from such a marriage would be not also to marry a kohen. So we would say that this, if the father is an Amoni who has this disqualification, that should affect the daughter as well. And in fact, Ritva and Meiri say that the Gemara is with a kal v'chomer. If by an almana marrying a kohen gadol, which is an iser that only applies to kohanim gedolim, the Torah is so strict in the way it treats the daughter born from that marriage, so the Amoni, who no one is allowed to marry an Amoni, certainly the daughter of such a marriage maybe should be strict. But says the Gemara, how can we say so? Ma l'kohen gadol ba'almana, when a kohen gadol marries an almana, she can't be avera. He wasn't supposed to marry her, as we just explained. And that's why the daughter born from that marriage may not marry a kohen. But a ger amoni that marries an amoinus, where there's no isra avera, so there was no avera done. If there's no avera done, why should we think that there's anything wrong with the daughter? Answers the Gemara, Chol Yechiyach. We'll learn from a Chol. The halacha is that, as we said earlier, if a Kohen married a woman that he wasn't supposed to marry, the child born from such a marriage is a Chol. If that Chol marries a Jewish woman, where there's nothing wrong with that marriage, we still said that the daughter born from that marriage will be a Chol. So you see that there's nothing, even though nothing wrong was done, the child still will be affected. So that's why even though the Amoini was a lot of married Amoinis, still the child maybe is affected. Says the Gemara, Mal Cholol, how could you compare the Cholol to the Amoini? The Cholol, Yitziyasu Ba'Avera, he was born in sin. His parents were not supposed to be married. A Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana, a Kohen marrying a Grusha. An Amoini marrying an Amoinis, there's nothing wrong. The Amoini didn't do anything wrong. Kohen Gadol Yechiyach. The halacha is, that Amoini wasn't born in sin. Says the Gemara, the Kohen Gadol married the Almana was also not born in sin. V'chazadei. But then we have a question, as we just learned a moment ago, the Amoini marrying the Amoinis is not similar to the Kohen marrying the Almana. The Amoini marrying the Almana was allowed to marry her. The Kohen Gadol marrying the Almana was not allowed to marry her. V'chazadei. So then we'll talk about the Cholol who married a regular Jewish woman, who's not doing anything wrong. But, so says the Gemara, the case of the Amoini marrying the Amoinis, loy rizekri zeh, v'loy rizekri zeh, neither case is a perfect match, but what is the common denominator? Hatzad ha-shavi b'hem, shenem ben roiv kol, there's something disqualifying here, the Kohen Gadol marrying the Amona, the Cholol who was born in sin, the Amoini who was not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, and in all these in these two cases, the Kohen Gadol marrying the person he wasn't supposed to marry, the Cholol marrying a woman, in both of these cases, Bita Psula, Afkan will say, Eina B'Roiv Kol, that most Jews are not allowed to marry an Amoini, and that's why Bita Psula. Says the Gemara, you can't, that's not a fair comparison. Malat Sa'ad Shavish Behem, Sheken Yesh Ben Sa'ad Aveira. In the case of the Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana, there's an Aveira, as we keep on repeating. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. In the case of the Cholol marrying a woman, even though there's no problem with the Cholol marrying the woman, but the Cholol, as we said a moment ago, was born in sin. In the Amoini marrying the Amoinis, there's absolutely no Aveira involved. And since there's absolutely no Aveira involved, ask the Gemara, how are we comparing the situations? And again, the Gemara's question therefore is, what was Rabbi Yochanan's question? Says the Gemara, Dilma vadi ba'amoni shenosu ba'as yisor kamet. Right? Maybe what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, says the Gemara, is a whole different situation. Where Amoini married a Bas Yisrael, and that's not supposed to take place. And the Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us, this was something that should not have taken place. That Amoini should not be marrying Bas Yisrael. Still, the halacha will be Bita Kshera, his daughter, according to Rabbi Yossi, who allows a Kohen to marry Geyorus, will be allowed to marry a Kohen. And that's a big chiddush, because we should have learned from a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana that the daughter should not be allowed to marry a Kohen, and we're learning that it's not that case. Amalei, in. Indeed, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about. The Chiyos Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Ger Amoini became Bas Mitzri Sheni, a Mitzri Sheni married a Bas Yisrael, also something that's not supposed to happen, as we're going to be learning in our Shiurim, a Bas Mitzri, a Shlishi is allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl, not a Sheni, not a second generation. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the daughter born, to them is Kshera. Rish Lakish Amar, the daughter born is Psula. Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish Amar is Psula. Rish Lakish says that the daughter born from such a marriage may not marry a Kohen, because the Yalaf law, the Kohen Gadol ba'almana. He learns it from the case of a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana. And just like if a Kohen Gadol married an Almana, which should not have taken place, the daughter is also to a Kohen, here too. Rav Yochanan Amar Kshera. Why? Says the Gemara, the Tani Rav Zaki Kamei Rav Yochanan. The Pasuk says, regarding a Kohen Gadol, Amana Gush v'chalol zoynas elo layikach, ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. Me'amav, we learn, lehavi giyaris mekana. That means, if you have a giyaris whose both her parents came from, and one in a non, from a different nation. And she, for example, an Ammoni married an Ammonis, that their daughter allowed to, that their daughter can marry the daughter, Sheik Sheryl Kuna, that their daughter is allowed to marry Kohen. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ani shayna amam amav. The fact that the pasuk says ki im besulos amav yikachisha, and the Torah wrote may amav to teach us lahavi besula abav mishnei amim. If you have the case that we're speaking about, where Ammoni married an Ammonis, that the halacha is that she can marry Kohen. Vat amrit giyaris mekim katnai, that even if they're both from the same nation, v'sulai. So ask the Gemara. We spoke about Shnei Amim and one Amim. What does that mean? My Shnei Amim. Ilayim Ammoni Shnos Ammonis. Or my Mishnei Amanim. The Zecharim Asurim. And the Kavis Mataris. That only the male born from them would be Osir. But the females born would be Mutar. Says the Gemara. Hainik Yeres Mekana. In the case where the father and mother are both from the same nation, even Rav Zakeh said it's kosher. And it seems Rav Yochanan is coming to be more lenient than Rav Zakeh. Ella, the chiddush is, Ammoni shenasa bas Yisrael, so they come from two different places, the fathers are Ammoni and the mothers are Yisraelis, and even though the Ammoni was not supposed to marry the Yisraelis, that still says Rav Yochanan that that daughter born from that marriage would be allowed to marry Kohen. Vikr Damri, the Rav Yochanan by an Ammoni to marry Yisrael, Amalei, Anish shayna ma'amav, I learned lahavi psula ba mishnei amim, that mi'am shiyesh ba shnei amim. What do I mean? That Ammoni is a nation that is treated like two nations. Why is a nation that's treated like two nations? Because as we're learning in our shiurim, the males and females of Ammon are not treated the same way. That amrit, and you say that only giyaris mekana, that only an Ammoni and Ammonis who got married, that allowed the child as mutter v'suloi, says the Gemara. Lach lishna, that the, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the pasuk is talking about an Ammoni who married a Bas Yisrael, and that's where he says the daughter can marry a Kayin. Bas Mitzri Sheni, so then the daughter of a Mitzri Sheni who married a Bas Yisrael, the Ksheri Lakuna, Rabbi Yochanan holds that such a daughter, such a girl is allowed to marry a Kayin, Menole, where will he know this halacha? The chitema, and if you say the yalef, Ammoni shnos bas Yisrael, that if the halacha is as we're learning now, that Rabbi Yochanan holds when Ammoni married bas Yisrael, the daughter may marry a kohen. So too will be when a Mitzri marries Yisrael. Says the Gemara, it's not a good comparison. Mal Ammoni shnos bas Yisrael, when Ammoni marries bas Yisrael, the reason we're more lenient, shekain. Because by Ammoni we have a special leniency that the Isser of Ammoni, as we've been learning, doesn't apply to females. So we can't use that as a source to teach us what will be the halacha by Mitzri. Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Mitzri Shni Yechiyach. The halacha is, when a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shniya, the halacha is that the third generation can marry a Kohen. And so too, will be the halacha, he says, when a Mitzri Sheni marries a Yisraelis. Says the Gemara, what's the comparison? Mala Mitzri Sheni, Shnosa Mitzris, Shnia, that there's no Aveira involved. She can't be Osa Baveira. Says the Gemara, Ammoni, Shnosa Bas Yisrael, Chiyach. When Ammoni married Bas Yisrael, it was Osir. And still, we're learning from the Pesukim that the daughter may marry a Kohen. And so too should be the halacha, when a Mitzri Sheni should marry Bas Yisrael, and V'chaza Adain. Says the Amr of Yosef, now comments of Yosef, Hanan the Shmanalei Rabbi Yehuda, this is what we heard Rabbi Yehuda say, Dama Am Me Amav, that the person should have said Am, and wrote Me Amav, V'lo Yudana My Kamer, I never understood what it's coming to teach us, and now it's coming to teach us that an Ammoni who married a Bas Yisrael, two different nations, their daughter can marry a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Kiyasar of Shmuel Yehuda Amar, Hachi Tana, Kamei, this is what Rav Zakeh said to Rav Yochanan, Isha Ammonis, if a woman who's an Ammonis and became a Gioris, is Kshera. she can marry into Klal Yisrael. For as we've been learning, if you have an Amoinus, you have a woman who's an Amoinus, who was married to an Amoini, and they had a son, that son is Pasul, because he's the son of an Amoini. So since he's the son of an Amoini, he's treated like an Amoini. Or Bitoi, and the daughter of the Amoinus, that had an Amoinus, who had a daughter from an Amoini, is Kshera. Says the Gemara, B'medva Mamurim, if an Almighty has a daughter before he became a ger, psula. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakrei, Puktani Levra, what you said is incorrect. It should be said outside of the yeshiva. My da'amrit, this that you said, ish amoinis kshera, that the isra of Almighty only applies to men, not to women, is correct, as we've been learning. The Torah says, "Amoni v'lo amoinus," but not my amoni pasul. That is correct. The amoni who? If your father's an amoni, then you're amoni. Or beat the amoni kshera. When you said that the daughter from the amoni is kashlamai, ilayim aloy v'bekol. If you're telling me that he was coming to teach us that she can marry a regular Jew, of course she can marry a regular Jew. Hash the ima, the mother. Her mother, who was originally an Amoinus, as Megayer herself, we've been learning as Ksheira, he that was born as a Jew, certainly Mimai can marry a Jew. Ella, it must be that what's the Chiddush, that she can even marry a Kayin. Bamedva Mamurim, but when is this daughter allowed to marry a Kayin? Bamayin Vamayinish and his Gairu, only when they were Megayer and the daughter was born after they were Megayer. That's what's called earlier in our shir, Gyoris Mikana. Ava bita mamoni psula. But if the daughter was born from an amoni, then it's pasul tkuna. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? My bita mamoni. Ilai amoni shenos amoinus. That amoni married amoinus and then became gerim. And then they had a daughter afterwards. So that's what we just discussed. Hana Gyoris Mikana. That we just said may marry kind. Ella, it must be speaking about an Amoini, Shanasa Bas Yisrael, that even though that marriage should not have taken place, still the halacha is that their daughter may marry a Kohen. Amalei, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, Puktani Levra, you said that that daughter would not be allowed to marry a Kohen, and I hold she can marry a Kohen. We learned in the Mishnah that a mitzvah adoimi ain't an asurim. This mitzvah adoim is only of the three generations, and this halach applies both to males and to females. Rav Shimon, we learned in the Mishnah, said that the females are mutter immediately. And Rav Shimon said, a kavachoymer, if in a case where the zecharim are also forever, the amoinim, the nekevis, the females are mutter, so certainly in a place where the zecharim are only also the three generations, then the kevah should be mutter immediately. So the Rabbanan responded to Rav Shimon, Im aloch in the Kabbal, if indeed this is aloch l'moshim Sinai that you learned, we're ready to accept what you said, but if you're saying it based on logic, we can ask a question. What is the question, asked the Gemara? My tshuva, what is the question that can be posed? Says the Gemara, Amar Abba B'chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shundik l'meimer, from all the cases of forbidden marriages, we could ask the following question. The halacha is that daughter and a granddaughter are asur, but the next generation, your great granddaughter, midaraisa is mutter. And this halacha, that grandchildren are asur and not great grandchildren, apply by females and males. So, what are you differentiating between females and males? But what are you going to say? Mal arayis shekein karis. Arayis kairi chiv karis. Whereas here, we're not talking about nesa karis, we're talking about nesa lav. Mamzer yachiyach. But you'll bring a ray from a mamzer. The issa to marry a mamzer is not an issa karis, it's an issa lav, and it doesn't differentiate between male and female. Mal mamzer, but you'll say a mamzer is different. Shekein ein rovel koil ba'olam. And that's why maybe the Torah was machmer. A mitzvah adoimi, we're learning, everybody agrees, only goes up to three generations. To that we'll say, Arayis Yechiyach, that even though it's an Issacharis, it isn't forever. But what's the bottom line? Therefore, he says, "Afani avi mitzri and mitzris." That's why the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Shimon that when we speak about a mitzri and a mitzris, that the issa should be she is surim echad zukar vechin the kavus. Says the Gemara, "Mal at tzad shavish shebehem she ken yesh ben tzad karis by a rayis the zechiv karis and by a mamzer, even though living with a mamzer doesn't involve an issacharis, but he was born from an issacharis. So you can't bring a raya from these two cases to mitzri and mitzis. Rabbanon, and Rabbanon who asked on the Kavah Chaymer, say, Michal d'chai v'asei. The halach is, if a woman is also to a kohen with an issar asei, for example, a woman who is not a basula, where the issa for the kohen gadol to marry this woman is only an issa asei. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov taught us on Daf Nun Tes and Daf Samach that a kohen who married a woman who he's not allowed to marry, even if the issa that marrying her was only an issa asei, the halach is that the child born will be a cholol. And this is the way to understand the Gemara. You're going to bring a raya from a rayas, that a rayas only go up to three generations, and applies to females and males equally. What are you going to ask? Arayis have a chiyuv karis. And that's why we'll say male and female are treated the same way. Mitzri v'adoimi don't carry a chiyuv karis. So we'll say that the chayve essay will be a raya, that there is no karis, but males and females are treated the same way. And that's why we should say that by mitzri v'adoimi, males and females should be treated the same way. What are you going to say? That the cholo, this person who married an Isra say, was born in sin. The kohen married a woman he wasn't supposed to marry, whereas the mitzvah adoimi were not born in sin. That will say, arayas yuchiyach. When you have two people who are not allowed to marry each other, these two people that we begin with were not born in sin. Still, we don't differentiate between males and females. But there they have Issacharis. We'll say it's Tzad HaShava. From here we'll see that we don't differentiate between males and females. So the Gemara said, Reb Shimon said, your question is not a legitimate question, but he said, anyway, what I'm saying is based on a Kabbalah that I have from my Rebbe. My loyki, why the Reb Shimon hold that what they were saying is incorrect? What Reb Shimon was saying to the Chamim, the deal is related to Reb Lezman Yaakov. I don't agree with Reb Lezman Yaakov. And I don't agree that if a Kohen Gadol, married a woman who's also to him when Israel say the child will be a Cholol. However, you who obviously hold like Reb Lezman Yaakov, and therefore you do have a Tzad HaShav as we just explained, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha ani omer. I have this Kabbalah that there is a difference between male and female. Tanya Amalar of Shimon, Halacha ani omer. I am saying this based on a halacha that I know that we don't differentiate between that we differentiate. Rav Shimon says that we differentiate between males and females. Void. And then he says there's even a pasuk that backs up my position. The pasuk says, the halach that a mitzri is only permitted when it's the third generation, says the word bonim. So here we see that the halach applies to bonim, v'loi bonos. So he said, number one, I have a halach l'moshe m'sinai. So the Rishonim say it's not a halach l'moshe m'sinai. Tosfos explains. Because as we said at the beginning of our shir, if his psak was based on a halach l'moshe m'sinai, no one could argue with a halach l'moshe m'sinai. So here the definition of halacha is like we explained at the beginning of Shif in the Brisker Rav. This is the way that I have a Kabbalah. But as we learned, on a Kabbalah, there could be a disagreement. And furthermore, he's saying, I do have a Kabbalah, and more than just that I have a Kabbalah, I also have this pasuk that we just quoted, says Rav Shimon, to back me up that there's a difference between males and females.